Okay, so like I said, I did get those 4 minutes in. Those 4 minutes did get in. Okay. And so that's good. And where did we leave off? Like I said, sometimes when it gets cut off and, you know, I don't have any of this. You know, I'm just kind of freelancing here with these audio-licious pieces, okay? And so I don't have anything, you know, written down or anything like that. And so sometimes I just lose my train of thought. And you might miss whatever I said, okay? And sometimes it's extremely delicious that you missed. But anyways, so where did we leave off? What else did I say? Let's just go ahead and finish up on the straw sucking thing. There it is, the straw sucking thing. Now, if by any chance you're sucking on that straw, you're sucking on that straw, and it means that you still can't figure it out. That you're telling me that my examples of what is or isn't poopabotism, or who is or isn't a poopabot, that my examples are terrible and they suck, and you still can't figure it out, and it just really, really matters to you that much, okay? Look, like I said, I don't know what else to tell you. I know the last time I said maybe the video game that Chippy Cakes and Tangy are after, maybe that won't even work for you. But I take that back, and I take that back because I mean, it just keeps getting better and better, this video game. The other day, I just got briefed. That's right, I just got briefed that, check this out, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Li Feng Mao. I'm talking about the Li Feng Mao that, you know, that watches movies all day, every day. That Li Feng Mao, and eats popcorn in the dark with his favorite fork and chopstick. That Li Feng Mao is officially dialed in, has officially dialed in, is now playing this game. He don't even like video games either. He only watches movies all day, every day. That's right, he watches like 4 movies a day, all day, every day. He spends his whole day watching movies. That Li Feng Mao is officially on this game. So think about all the amazing things that this video game has done. And so I know I said it in the last audio-licious piece that maybe the video game won't work for you if you're still pouting and you're still feeling flustered and you still can't figure it out, you're still whining about it all. Look, I just say go ahead and you know, give it a shot, give the video game a shot, okay? Just give the video game a shot, because I mean, let's just go ahead and summarize really quick. All of the amazing things that the video game has done. Okay. We started off with Spencer and Waldo's parents, who don't know anything about video games, nor do they like video games. They're starting, you know, they're starting to play this. And guess what? The last time I checked, they've now invited their cousin Rondo. That's right, Spencer and Waldo, they've now invited their cousin Rondo and his parents over, and they're now having hang on 1 second, we got some visitors here. I think we got some visitors here. Hang on 1 second. Okay, hang on 1 second. But anyways, let me see if I can do this. Hang on 1 second. We got a visitor who is getting ready to leave. Okay. But anyways, like I said, Spencer and Waldo, they've now invited their cousin Rondo over, and his parents, and they're now all playing in it. And Rondo's parents don't even like video games, or nor do they. Nor do they know anything about video games. So domino effect, like I said, in effect, you know, with the video game. And then we moved from Spencer and Waldo to, who did we get? We went to Sarah's grandma, Ruth, who has officially thrown in the towel on smoking. That's right. Grandma Ruth is no longer smoking, but still refuses to eat sweet potatoes, okay? So Grandma Ruth has officially thrown in the towel, And I think the last time I checked, she's spending like 5 or 6 hours on this game now. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 5 or 6 hours. Grandma Ruth, she's hooked on this thing, okay? And then we went from Sarah's grandma Ruth to Octavio. Octavio. Nobody can forget Octavio, who currently holds the record at 13 hours the last time I checked. But it could have gone up, but I haven't checked yet. I might check later. But 13 hours, Octavio. He's playing this game. Octavio. Goodness gracious, Octavio. Okay. And then we went from Samson. We went from Octavio to Samson and Samson and Langfelder, who's the two of them were headbutting each other all day, every day in class. Those two, well, guess what? They're all smiles now, playing this thing at lunchtime all day, every day. That's the last time I checked, okay? And then we went from Samson and Langfelder to Maggie and Maddie and their two dogs, Ruffy and Tuffy. Ruffy and Tuffy, they're still not barking. They're still not barking. They refuse to bark. They're just all hugging and laughing now, okay? They're all hugs and smiles now, hanging on to that video game, okay? And then now, officially, Li Feng Mao. That's right, Li Feng Mao has officially dialed in and is now playing this game. That Li Feng Mao that eats popcorn in the dark with his favorite fork and chopstick. That Li Feng Mao. That's right. Who watches movies all day, every day. So look at all the amazing, amazing things that this video game has done. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Just give it a try, okay? If you're still pouting and whining about, you know, and you're still feeling flustered all the time, you can't figure it out whether or not you're a poopoo bot or not, and whether or not you practice some form of poopoo botism, and it just really, really matters to you that much, I mean, give the video game a try. I think that might do it. I really do. Because just don't hurt yourself. Whatever you do, don't hurt yourself, okay? Don't hurt yourself over poopoo botism, okay? Don't hurt yourself. But give the game a try, okay? All right. So, let's see, what are we doing with time here? I said I was going to check the charts and do a Q&A, but I think we're... Let's see here. Hang on 1 second.